USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The author of an anonymous op-ed in today's New York Times is billed as a senior White House official who says White House staffers have been working to thwart the president's misguided impulses, claiming there have been whispers of using the 25th Amendment to remove him from power. Shortly after learning of it, President Trump said of the piece,
"Can you believe it? Anonymous. Meaning gutless, a gutless editorial."
Presidential historian John Meacham claims he thinks it had something to do with the recent passing of Senator John McCain.
"This reads to me like it was written by someone who was either in the National Cathedral or watching it and thinking, what are they going to say about me?"
He spoke on MSNBC. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will return to the U.S. Senate today for day three of his confirmation hearing. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A controversial Nike ad featuring the controversial former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick will air during the NFL season opening game tonight.
"Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything."
Nike saying the ad will run all week during the U.S. Open, Major League Baseball games, and college football as well. It features the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback who's created a firestorm, starting to kneel during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The two-minute version of the ad already on Twitter also features other prominent athletes like LeBron James and Serena Williams. Tropical Depression Gordon finally moving out of Mississippi, rolling across the Mississippi River into Arkansas, and still quite a rainmaker. Meanwhile, forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Florence off the eastern U.S. coast. It could affect the eastern seaboard sometime next week. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A federal prosecutor in North Carolina is issuing subpoenas for voter registration on behalf of ICE, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina, looking for voter applications, voting forms, and other data for evidence of citizenship. Civil rights activists say they suspect they're really just looking for irregularities to justify voter suppression. Toyota has issued a recall for 2016 to 2018 Prius hybrid vehicles amid concerns that the wiring harness could spark a fire.
The recall involves the Prius plug-in model and could affect nearly 200,000 vehicles in the United States. Worldwide, the recall could affect more than 1 million vehicles, including the CHR SUV models. Toyota will be notifying affected Prius owners this month. There are concerns that the wire could wear out over time and generate a short circuit, and in rare cases cause a fire. Toyota hasn't said whether any injuries or deaths have resulted from the defect. If sufficient heat is generated, there's an increased risk of vehicle fire, according to a company representative. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Kim Kardashian West back at the White House as the reality TV star met with members of the administration yesterday to discuss the clemency process for nonviolent drug offenders. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.